Welcome to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette with Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. Here in the studio, 107.9, having a good time with my co-host, Mr. Charles Boyette.
What's going on, Jacksonville? How are we doing today?
And we're the only two here today, so no ladies here with us today. We're just going to have fun by ourselves and let you guys know what's happening, what's going on. What's on your mind, Charles?
Oh, wow, just going to throw me right in. I wasn't around last week, so unfortunately got in a nice little fender bender coming down 95.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a unexpected thing, but I'm just happy to be back today talking about good, positive things, getting all that negative mojo out last week, and really looking forward to the show today, as well as an opportunity to share a message a little bit later this afternoon.
That's what's up. So I think in... just listening to you real quick, I think what we should focus on in this new month is what we want to do for the audience, what we want to do for the people. You guys know that Harvest Group Institute, we're a Bible-based training company, and the goal of this company is to kind of share with people how to have life and enjoy it at the same time. People have husbands, and they hate them. You know, people have a
not
wife.
Not my wife.
Well, you're different. Yeah. People have a wife, but they're not enjoying it. You know, they have children, they don't enjoy it.
Right.
They have a job, they're not enjoying it. They get a paycheck, they got money, they're not enjoying it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so just having life is not enough, but you got to figure out how to enjoy it, how to be happy.
Right.
And so what we wanted to do, which is the whole purpose of this radio program, was to be able to bring to people actual solutions to help in those areas. And the cool part about it is, you guys know, we do workshops, we do seminars, we bring in some dynamic speakers. We also have a Making Money course. Actually, I guess we can start there. We have a Making Money course that we will be teaching today at 11:30. And if you want to come out to that, just like last week, shoot us a call or a text on our 904-533-6154 number, and I'll give you the address to that. It's on Gate Parkway. We have that. We have an Envision Your Life course, teaching people how to mine out of who they are, what their purpose might be, you know. And then we also we do a lot of coaching, financial coaching, helping people get investments in place. I created a program where we pay back 5% a month.
Nice.
And so we have people with as little as $500 that get a check every 3 months for $75 because it comes back every quarter.
That's a nice return right there.
Yeah, yeah. And for a person that's only got $500 to invest somewhere, to be able to say, but I still have my money working for me just like those wealthy people do. You know, it's inspiring and it's empowering. And so... And then I purchased that temp agency.
Oh, nice.
So anybody listening that's not working, I can help you out with that. And then what we also created, Charles created, for fixing you guys' credit. So the reality is now we don't have to outsource that at all. Charles is working on a beautiful program to help you guys out. We want to be able to help you guys get in homes. We want to be able to help you guys purchase vehicles. We want to be able to help you guys start your businesses and have it thrive, create tax strategies. I have a tax guy that is the most masterful tax guy I've ever dealt with. He's number one in the country.
Nice.
And he charges $600 per customer, not per business.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's real.
And when I say strategy, you know, people say have a finance strategy, and that you should. But not many people have a tax strategy. What's my strategy for my taxes this year?
The strategy is usually scramble when it's time to pay Uncle
right.
Sam. That's
no,
the strategy.
And when I say this guy blew me away, he actually will be here in October. I'm going to be speaking at a seminar that he's in Texas. I'll be speaking at a seminar that he'll also be here speaking at. And but when I say this guy is a genius, and he's on all these boards with the federal government, like real deal. And I just learned so much. So, the point of what we're trying to do is to provide solutions for people, not just resources, I guess you could say. I remember when I was working with young people aging out of foster care. And, I'm not a real smart guy, in my opinion. And so these kids are aging out of foster care with nowhere to go. Turn 18 years old, and they get kind of kicked out of the out of the system, you know. And so what the government did was created a program that keeps them another 5 years till they're about 23, 24. And they paid like $500 a month for these guys to go live somewhere. But they couldn't find any place for these guys to go live. They have no credit. They have no support system. Some of these guys were homeless, living in shelters. Some were living in hotels. And all of the programs that existed, red tape, waiting list. And my little simple-minded self, I went to talk with Family Support Services. Yeah, yeah. And I said to them, hey, what can I do to help this out? And they was like, well, we got this and this and this. I said, well, how about this? I said, I can house them. I got a house with rooms in it. I just wanted to rent a house and put one kid in each room, charge them $500. I taught them how to shop. We taught them how to get into college, all that kind of stuff. And my point is, we didn't just have resources. We had a solution, you know. And I want you guys to start looking at your life differently, solution-based. What is quantifiable? What can you touch that says my life is different and my life has changed on a financial perspective? So real quick, guys, we are going to talk about our sponsors real fast. This segment is brought this this segment with normally the pretty voiced people.
I was going to say, when's she going to be back?
Right. Or even Tiffany, right? Right. Melinda's working on an event. She's speaking at called Stroke Awareness. So that's going to be real fun. I'm speaking at that. Charles will be speaking at that. So that's where she is. And then Miss Tiffany, keep her in your prayers. Her back's messing with her. She has surgery. And so it's just, like I said, me and Charles today. So I'm doing this part that I don't normally do. So when I say I'm not smart, you're about to find out. So this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154 or visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. And a spotlight to our sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rackhouse Publishing can help you do it. 904-401-6742. You can speak with Melinda Rackley. Speak with the writing coach today. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for all your investment needs and retirement plans. Nick is a wealth management expert. Call him at 904-269-8772. And Kids and Capes Incorporated, a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at kidsincapesinc.org. That's KIDS, the letter N, CAPESINC.org for educational material and more information. Chiropractic Injury Solutions on the South Side and the West Side location. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. ChiropractorJax.com is her website. And level up your business with, if y'all could see us in here right now, level up your business with your business image with X Jose, a premier marketing experience. For your business cards and your websites and more, go to xjose.com, 904-316-7119. And also a quick shout out to the gentleman that called Dan to get his number last week. We appreciate you guys who do give our sponsors business. Thank you for that. And then Jeremy McDonald at Bayway Mortgage, he actually was in here the other day, and he did a real, real awesome job with just helping out Charles. And his phone number is...
904-442-3213.
And he is your one-stop mortgage shop. He will help you do whatever you're trying to do in the real estate world. So, and again, guys, give us a call here in the studio, 904-831-1079. Ask us questions about life, taxes, money, business, and we can help you out. That's what we're here for.
No, I'm glad we made it through that right there. That was tough. That was touch and go for a minute.
But it's always cool when you work with somebody that got your back.
That's right.
That knows what's necessary. You know, you just jump in.
I can see your eyes open up real big.
I was watching Matrix back in the day.
Okay.
And do you saw Matrix?
Oh, yeah.
There's a part in Matrix where the helicopter falls off the roof with the lady in it.
Yep.
And I remember being young when I saw it, but it was such a beautiful scene for teamwork. So he's on the roof, and there's a chain connected to the helicopter as it's falling off. So he's holding on to the chain, and what in his mind said, I can hold up the helicopter. But the really cool part is, as the lady's in the helicopter falling backwards, some in her mind said, chop the chain away from the helicopter, he'll be holding it. And you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I thought, and I don't know how many people realized that when they saw that scene, but I was like, oh my God. He didn't have any idea that she was going to chop it away. So if he grabs this chain, he's just going to die with her.
So he was about to put it all on the line.
Right. But she had no idea, really, that he was going to be holding on to the chain. But she says, just in case he's holding on to the chain, let me chop it off. It's like, I know him. He's going to grab this chain.
Right.
Let me chop it off so he don't die with it, and I'm holding on to the chain. But anyway, I was just like, wow.
So did I just chop the chain?
That's what you just did. Normally, because I don't like working with people, it's like, hey, can you help me out? Do this. Do like, you see what I need, and you jumped in, and you made it happen. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Anyways, y'all. So that's what we're here for, y'all, is to really provide resources for your financial life. And that's in business. We do business development coaching. We've helped many people start their businesses. One of my past clients, we helped her company get to $40,000 a year.
Nice.
And she was able to quit her job. And at the end of the day, we've talked about it on previous occasions, you got to have mentors. You know, and even if you don't have a particular mentor, Charles said he'll be your mentor. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, first steps, you got to reach out.
You got to reach out, but let us be your mentors on this show. Call. You have numbers. You have Charles's. And I'm telling you, if you reach out to Charles on his Instagram, what is that?
It's a official _ Charles Boyette. And I don't. It sounds kind of silly, but it's the official.
But I'm telling you, if you reach out to him with real estate questions, with business questions, with credit questions, he will not let you go unanswered. You know, and so we're here for you guys. And it's just not fluff. Charles has owned a million-dollar gym. Charles right now he's an amazing real estate dude. Like, I watch these guys in real estate, and he's masterful, and he knows how to generate revenue. And so so we're not just fluffing y'all. We're two people that says we know how to do some things. We know how to generate a little bit of money. We can show you. You know, and that's what we're here for. Not everybody's going to show you. One of my mentors said, Joseph, you got to find somebody that knows. He said, and more importantly, the person that knows, you got to make sure they want to show you.
That's a big thing. We find too many times that people think that because they have some sort of insight into the business or financial world that they feel the need, they got to hold on to that. Like they created that strategy.
They created that secret.
And I've always been in the mindset that the best way to push my needle forward is to help other people come along the path as well.
Absolutely.
And honestly, you know, I've heard it before, I've read it before, but I truly also feel the best way to truly master something is to teach it. Right.
That is true.
Right. So once you are at a level that you are pretty confident in your skill set, and then you start showing someone the road that you have recently traveled, it opens up other things, other ideas, and you can almost see them recreating the process, and then you can learn, that's how I'm going to take my game to the next level. And by the way, I'm going to pull you along with me.
And that's the right idea. I watch so many people just afraid to share. They're scared to share. I can't tell you. I can't show you. And it's like, are you kidding me? You know, was it Jim Rohn or was it Zig Ziglar? If you help enough people get what they want,
you will get
what you want. And I can tell you, it's so funny. When I started my cleaning company, it wasn't my $25,000 that started it. It was somebody invested in me, but they invested in me because I spent time showing them how to do some things.
Right.
And I can go story after story after story where me sewing into other people led to me getting what I wanted out of life. You know what I'm saying? Even when I would pray, you know, God, I need my company to grow. It wasn't because I want to ball out of control. It's because I just got a call from a guy who said he needs another part-time job to put food on his table, and I can't do that. So I didn't even want to grow my business for me particularly. And again, if I get big and I can help other people find jobs, then I'll make money on the back end.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the way I feel about it. Even with the temp agency that I just got, if I can put people to work, I'm going to make my money. My goal is to have a solid entity that can continue to put people to work, and I'll just become successful on the back end of that.
Sure.
You know, one of my friends, her company, she has a temp agency, and that's why I wanted to get in it. Her company does $17 to $20 million a year. It's insane watching the checks that she deposits. It's ridiculous. And she was just sharing with me that you've got to be at a place, man, where you're not afraid to give the information out. You're not afraid to share. You're not afraid to sow. And if you do this, you will grow. And she said, it's not even about chasing money at this point, Joseph. She said, it's about excellence. And I remember growing up, and they would say stuff like, that rich lady doesn't need any more money. You know, you've heard people say stuff like that. That guy don't need any more money. He could write me a check and take care of all my bills, you know. And it's like, they just so greedy. And I realize now, it's not even about being greedy. Because I'm not greedy. You're not greedy.
No.
What it is I want to behave in excellence. And if I see an opportunity to be an answer to a hole in the marketplace, A, I'm going to take that opportunity because I can help that hole in the marketplace. And then when I do help that hole in the marketplace, I'm going to do it well. I'm going to do it excellently. I'm going to get good at it. I'm going to master it because the more I master it, the more people I can help. But what is the trophy for all that help that you're doing? It just happens to be a paycheck. It
happens to be a paycheck. And with the type of person that you are and the type of person I try to be is that just because the money's coming in, that's not a one-sided victory. Because
right.
when you have money, you have the ability to do good things for other people. You have the ability to give back, to invest in other people, whether it be time, whether it be monetary, whatever the case is. So the money coming in isn't just about, like you said, greed. It's about doing good things with that money.
Right, it's about, and I'm going to say this too for people that's listening. Money does not make you a bad person. Money makes you, if you want to say it in a way, it makes you more of who you already are. And beyond making you more than who you already are, what I feel like money does, I don't even think it makes you more of who you already are. I think it makes the ability to see who you are very easy now. So money in a man's life basically puts a flashlight on a man's life. So if you're a cheater and you're used to cheating at the Motel 8 and now you got $1 million, you're still a cheater.
You're just going to be at the Ritz.
At the Ritz, absolutely. You know, so money didn't change you. It just shined a light on what you already were,
right.
And now we can see it.
Right.
And people say, yeah, you see these football players or these basketball players, they get this money and they go crazy. No, they were already crazy. They were already irresponsible, but now you can see it because money is attached to it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so it's like, it's not that money changes anybody. You are who you are, broke or with money. It just makes it easier for you to be crazy. If you wanted to be a cheater, it makes it easy to do. I got money now. If you want to be shady, it's easy to do with a bunch of money. If you want to be sneaky, that's real easy to do when you got some money. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're selfish, now we can really see it because you got money. Well, it was easier for you to hide that stuff when you were broke. But the reality is broke people can be just as nasty and shady and selfish as people with money. And a lot of times people with broke people are broke because of those habits.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So anyways, real quick, guys, don't forget, go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Check us out there. Let us know what we can do for you. The number is 904-533-6154. And don't forget, if you have a book that you want to publish, you've always thought about being an author. Some of you guys have always thought about being an author. You've had a story inside of you, and you want to get it out, and you're afraid or you don't think you can. Miss Melinda Rackley, she can help you do it with Rack House Publishing. I'm telling you that she can. Call her at 904-401-6742. She can help you do it. Mr. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. This guy's amazing. Number one, he's been sponsoring our seminars and this radio show since it started. He is a good guy. First Command Financial has been a blessing to me personally in my finances and to almost 250 people over the last 5 years.
Nice.
For free through our seminars. And his name is Nick Poe. He's an amazing guy, wealth management expert. Call him at 904-269-8772. Kids and Capes Incorporated, they're a nonprofit organization to help keep kids safe. I have really been looking. A friend of mine, she works at a place where women who were in sex trafficking, that's being rescued. She works there helping those women out. And some of those women, they've been in it since they were kids.
Huh.
They were taken. They were kidnapped. I heard a story about a young lady who she got mad at her dad, which kids do. She ran out of the house with an attitude. They never saw her again. She got picked up and put into sex trafficking, and it was a done deal. So Kids in Capes, they help with this stuff. They help you educate your kids and have intelligent conversation with your kids without this idea of being fearful to talk about these things, because you have to keep your kids safe, to need to know what to do. And, you know, we always talk about stranger danger, and that's cool, but we got to get a little more detailed nowadays unfortunately, because kids are, the school are teaching these things, and so you want to be teaching these things in congruence with the schools to make sure they're learning the right stuff. So Kids in Capes Incorporated, go to their website, KIDS, the letter NCAPESINC.org, for educational materials to work with you and show you how to deal with your children. And if you want to volunteer there or sow into them, make sure you do so. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Miss Natalie Blum. She's my friend, actually. Dr. Natalie Blum, good friend of mine. 904-300-3114. As they say, you want to get your back cracked? She can do that for you. She fusses at me all the time because I don't want to get that done. I go for the massages. Is massages right? Massages?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I go for the massages, and she'd be like, you got to get this cracking done, man, da-da-da. I had a car accident. So if you had any car accidents, you got some tweaking going on, talk to Miss Natalie. She can take care of you. Chiropractorjax.com, 904-300-3114. Level your business up with X Jose Premier Marketing Experience. Business cards, websites, and more. Actually, Jose is my business partner in the comedy club. He handles all of our marketing. And he does a fine job. Give this man a call if you have a business. He told me, he said, like this, Joseph. He said, you know Vistaprint? I said, yeah. He said, we got the same quality and better, and it's cheaper. And I was like, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a new business, go ahead and give this guy a call. 904-316-7119. And then Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy McDonald. You know, this guy, he's got any type of loan product you could imagine. They do purchase money. They do refinance. If you're looking to do a renovation loan, they have all that stuff. They got a great team. Their processes are on point. I've had a pleasure of closing quite a few transactions with them, and they're just, they get it done. And that's at the end of the day, that's what we're all looking for. Absolutely. Is a nice, smooth process that we can be happy about when we get to the end of the finish line. The best way to look him up, honestly, we got his number, but the best way is hit him up on Facebook. Look up Jeremy McDonald, the McDonald Mortgage Team with Bayway Mortgage. They're on Facebook. All their contact information is there. Reach out. Tell them that you heard about them on the show and that we sent them your way.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So yeah, y'all, we got to get to a point where we realize that, you know, success is available for all of us. It's around the corner. If you want it, go get it. Sit with your wives. Sit with your families. Take it serious. And, you know, and I appreciate all of you guys that listen to this show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All the calls that we get on the back end. Thank you for that as well. Even the guys that call in. Thank you for that. But for all of you who listen, and I know it's a bunch of them, they listen. They say, man, that was good stuff. And they're just afraid to call. And I want to implore you guys, call. Ask your questions. The number here is 904-831-1079, 904-831-1079. And whatever finance questions you might have, ask it. There is no stupid question when it comes to it. When the reality is, I want to know what I need to do to make sure that my family is secure financially. I want to know what I need to do to make sure that when I retire, I don't have to get another job. I don't have to sell my house. We've been saying it forever. Saving your money is good, but it is not enough to retire on if you're not saving faster, at a faster rate than what inflation will be increasing as you get older. You have to have it to where you have something where money is coming in to support your retirement, to keep money coming in to live off of while you're retiring. And people say, well, I know what it'd be coming in, Medicaid. That is a poor, poor, poor plan to retire. They say Medicaid may not be here. They've been debating that for years. I don't know. It may or may not. All I know is I don't want to get caught slipping when I get 60 and it happens to not be here. And if it's here, hey, it's just an extra, what, $1,000 a month maybe. But if it ain't here, I got to have things ready to cover me and my family if it's not here.
And the reality is, even if it is here, it's still not enough usually to sustain the lifestyle, whatever it was. Now, in the retirement years, you know, you're not necessarily going to be sustaining the identical lifestyle, but you want to be able to not worry. I mean, when I'm thinking about retirement, you know, all I really need, and I can't even quantify the dollar amount right now, right, but all I really want is to not have to worry about money. And $1,000 a month, I don't care how you've been living, it's not going to get the job done. Not, especially not 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road when you retire. Who knows what the cost of living is going to be?
Who knows what it'll be? And you said something very interesting, and I hope you guys listened to what he said. When I retire, I don't understand what the money, what the amount is going to be. He said, but I don't want to have to worry about money. So this is my question. If you are worried about money now, do you really think when you get 60, that's going to go away if you don't do something now? So you have a better chance at not having to worry about money later if you make decisions today that put you in a position to not have to worry about money.
Right,
now.
Right. I mean, the very idea of retirement usually means less money coming in.
It usually does.
Less money coming in. Hopefully, you've got less liabilities and less overhead. You've got all that done. But retirement is a time to simplify life and be able to live off less. And if you haven't done your due diligence and started a real viable plan earlier in life, like you said, if you're stressed now,
right,
you're never going to experience not being stressed.
You're never going to experience not being stressed. And at that note, give us a call, guys, 904-831-1079, or give us a call at the office, 904-533-6154. But I like the way you worded that. If you're stressed now, you're going to be stressed. Nothing's going to change if you don't make the changes. And that's what we're here for, to help you make those changes. You don't have to be stuck there. You don't have to live in it. You can decide to do something different. Like I said, I know that when I retire, I don't want to have to be tripping out. I want to be able to go visit the grandbabies. I don't want to have to live with my son. And I'm not knocking that. Don't get me wrong. Well, what I'm saying is that is not the ideal.
If it is, it should be optional.
It should be optional.
Not mandatory.
Right, right.
Required for basic survival.
And that's, I know I'm not going to live with my son. No way.
I don't think my son's going to let me.
Yeah. And I feel like they're going to be goofballs anyways. You know what I'm saying? I tell my kid all the time, I say, I can't wait to see the wife you bring home. Like, because I don't think she exists right now. Like, who would put up with you, you know? But yeah, guys, if I'm going to go live with him, I want it to be my choice, not right. I got to.
Because you did like his wife.
Because I did, right. Not, oh, my God. He looking at me like, I got to let you live with me now, you know?
Right.
He mad. I'm looking at him like, well, I don't want to live with you, but I got to.
You so, live with me for 18.
Well, yeah. You owe me something. Well, we both mad at each other because I got to live there. Your wife ain't happy about it. See, I don't even want to have to deal with that. So just get your money right now.
That's right.
So you don't have to deal with any of that stuff. You know, I want my kids, I don't care how old I get, my goal, because I'm 43 right now, and my boys, I take them to the park and I'm flipping off stuff. I'm on trampolines, I'm on roller coasters, and I love it because they're still trying to keep up with me.
Right.
I'm like, can you do this backflip? Watch. And like, I can do it, Daddy. You know, so I don't care. Even when I'm 60, I want them still looking at me like, I got to keep up with Dad. He's always a step ahead of us. That is my goal. You know, so anyways, y'all, we just, you know, just talking and having fun. But the reality of it all is, do not forget what we're talking about. You have to decide to change today so your tomorrow will be taken care of. Again, the name of the show is Financing Your Future. And your future has to be financed. It's the one thing that should be financed, not your car, you know, not your couch, not your TV, not the rims. People are financing dates. You know, you're a 25-year-old guy, and I get it. You got this little $5,000 credit card. She cute as heck. You want to take her somewhere nice. So you're going to finance a date with a girl that you may not be with? You're going to pay 12%, 15%, 18% interest
on a date? Look, let's be honest. That's 21% right there.
Right.
You pay 21%, okay. And that deal's never going down.
Right. And so it's like, stop financing all of this dumb stuff, and your future is what you need to be financing.
You're exactly
Compound
right.
Interest on your future is what you're after, ladies and gentlemen. So anyways, like I said, at 11:30, I'm going to run over to our spot and teach this class. If you want to come up to this workshop, it's free. Making money, help you learn how to make more money. 533-6154, 904-533-6154. Shoot us a text. I'll shoot you the address. I'm going to be over there with about 4 students. If you want to join in, you can do that. And then from there, me and Charles both have to go over to the 4660 Salisbury Road at the Wyndham. We got to speak at this Overcomers Brunch for stroke survivors. So that's going to be really exciting. Anyways, we appreciate y'all's time and attention. And we like when y'all hang out with us. So God bless you. And until next time, drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette, here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Join us for Financing Your Future every Saturday morning at 10. Keep it with us on Praise 107.9.